listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
You're listening to.
McKinnon, you're listening.
You're listening to.
Active FM.
Active FM.
To Active FM.
FM. To Active FM.
My name is Sash. I'm from the movie show In the Shade on Active FM. And today I have the privilege of interviewing this lovely lady right here. This is Tanya. Tanya, would you like to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
All right. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited. I've been excited to speak to you guys for a few weeks now. So I am Tanya. I'm a business coach, I'm a marketing strategist, and I work with people of influence. I like to say people of influence. These are your authors, your coaches, your content creators, your speakers, people that are trying to impact the world and build a business from it. And I work with them to amplify their marketing message, elevate their brand to a global brand so that they can actually attract quality clients, and because that's what some people really struggle with when you are operating from the heart.
I love that you said quality clients, because you know, sometimes I think especially for people who've just started out with a business, their aim is to just get clients. Like, it's all about, okay, let's try and get as many clients as I can, because that obviously brings in money. But I love that you said quality clients, because you do, there is a difference in clientele, if I could put it like that. And it's really important for business owners to find those quality clients. So that's really awesome. So question number one,
yes.
What is a business coach? Can you just explain a little bit about what exactly a business coach is?
That is such a great question. And basically what a business coach will do for you is they create an environment where you bring out the business ideas, you bring out whatever that is hidden within you, and you can bring it to the world and have somebody to kind of help you figure out the way. Is this the right way to go about it? Is this how I should do it? Sometimes I believe that's what we struggle with, because in the early stages of my journey, I knew I wanted a business, but it was a lot of trial and error, because at the start, I didn't know I could get a business coach. So I did a lot of what most of us do, throwing spaghetti at the wall and looking at what sticks, and then eventually just reversing and trying to figure out, okay, how do I do this properly? So a business coach helps you do that.
That's awesome. That is actually, it's something nice to have, because then instead of making the mistakes yourself, you have someone actually going, hey, wait up, don't do that, because if you do that, this might happen. And you're like, oh, flip, I didn't even think of that. So that is actually, it's actually really important to have a business coach, especially if you want to be successful with business. Second question, what is your background and how long have you been coaching for?
Interesting. My background is confusing. So you know how you come out of high school and you know that you gotta go to uni and you got no choice. So basically that was my thing. So I went to university, studied law and public administration. Then I was like, okay, I'm going to study economics. I ended up working in PR and marketing for years. And eventually I was like, okay, I don't like my life. I don't like what my life is. I don't like having to travel all the time. And I'm a single mom at the time. I had my son quite early on. And I remember one day I was out of town and I get a call from his kindergarten school, and it's 7 o'clock at night, and they're telling me my son hasn't been picked up from school. And here I am, I'm thinking, what do I do? Do I book a flight? What am I supposed to do? And that for me was like, no, you can't go on like this. Your life cannot look like every day you're working, traveling, on weekends, taking your son to school. To work. I would take my son on Sundays to the office to work. So I was like, something gotta give, something gotta change. I figured out that I could freelance. I started freelancing. I taught myself how to be a copywriter. And then I started freelancing as a copywriter. Then I started freelancing as a course designer. And eventually somebody, a couple of people started telling me, you know you could coach because you enjoy coaching a lot more. But I was like, nah, man, I'm a girl from South Africa. I live in Bellevue, Cape Town. Ain't nobody checking for me like that. I'm okay with just doing the job. And then the client that was telling me that was Canadian. He's like, but people are already learning from you. And that stuck. And eventually I decided, you know what, let me just check. If there's somebody who is African who's doing this, if there's somebody, I might do that. And when I started checking, I find Tony Elumelo. I'm like, this man has made his million in banking. Then I find Vusi Tebekwaya. I'm like, we're from the 80s. This is my peer. Definitely African. So we got to do this. And I eventually started coaching in 2019 and took it a lot more seriously around 2020. That's when I really started building my brand on social media. So basically, that's my story.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really awesome. Thank you for sharing. Okay, do you find it easy to coach business owners?
Business owners or newbies? I've done both. And I think established business owners tend to be a lot more invested in the outcome. And newbies also, I love the part of helping them figure out the journey. I have a program where I coach like the newbies, especially those that are trying to build an online business, because this is a new frontier. Thus, the internet has leveled the playing field. You no longer need capital or anything to start a business. This is what I tell people. Today, with your cell phone, laptop, internet, free Wi-Fi, find a coffee shop somewhere, find your local Starbucks. Buy a cup of coffee, get on the internet, you will find gigs and you will make money. So this has leveled the playing field. So today I like working with the newbies, and I also love working with the more established business owners that are really trying to scale their business and grow their business. So it's, for me, both are enjoyable.
Yes, it's just two different scales, but it's both enjoyable to do. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, what was the original vision when you started your career? You did go into this a little bit, and then how has it changed? You kind of did touch on it, but like when you first started out, you know, like this is, I want to build up this as my career. What was that vision and how has it changed? You did sort of, but can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
You know, ironically, when I started out, the plan was never to have a business. The plan was to make enough to pay the bills. That was the plan. And you know, the thing is, sometimes people, what holds a lot of people from starting a business is often the fact that you want to think about the grandiose plan and everything else. And I think with me, what the plan, I was just 3 steps. Let me just get 3 steps from where I am now. And then when I got 3 steps from where I was freelancing, getting gigs online and everything. I was like, and I don't think I like this very much. But I do enjoy when I have to guide the clients through how to edit their copy, how to do this, how to do that. I enjoy that. So how do I do that a lot more? And I started coaching doing course designing. I was teaching people how to create online courses so that they could sell and how to do it on a budget without spending anything, because that's how I started. And then from there, I was like, I don't enjoy this much. I enjoy helping people create products, but it's not really what I like. I like teaching people how to sell. So that then became, okay, let me pivot and let me focus on that part. And that's exactly how I have grown. I've never really, the vision now is building a global brand, an African coaching business brand that helps people globally, because a lot of times when I get online, people reach out to me and they'll be like, which time zone are you in? I'm like, in Johannesburg, South Africa. They're like, oh, you are African. I'm like, yeah, proudly, proudly. Because there's this perception that you should be, you have to be American, you have to be in Europe. And I want to break that. I want to be able to show other Africans that today, we don't need anybody to create our own wealth, to create our own future. We can do that with the internet. So basically, at this point, that's the vision, that is the mission.
That's lovely. I love how you said, and I think it's, this is for most people, how it is. As soon as you start working, it's just about paying the bills. That's what your job is about. But I love how you've gone from just trying to pay the bills to actually now doing something that you're passionate about, and how you said, I don't like my life. I don't like how I'm living right now. This isn't what I dreamed of. And yet you were able to do something, and you actually had the courage to step out and chase your dreams and follow your passions. And that's really awesome, because a lot of people get stuck within the, this isn't what I'm passionate about, but it pays the bills, so I'm just going to stay here for that sake. But I love the fact that you were courageous enough to step out. So what are the top three questions you ask a business owner when you first engage with them?
The first questions are always, what is your vision? Where do you see your business going? Where are you now? And what do you think is not working? Those are basically usually the three questions I have to ask, because if you are trying to see me, you're trying to work with me, that means something is not working and you are not where you want to be. So those three questions usually give me the landscape of what your business is about. Can I actually help you? Is that something that I want to be part of? Because I do turn away a lot of clients if I feel that our visions and missions do not align.
Yes, that's amazing. I actually love that. And then from your experience, what are the two top items successful businesses do that unsuccessful businesses do not do?
I would say the reasons a lot of businesses are not successful is because they don't know how to market. And the problem is, marketing to them seems like promotions. Okay, this is what marketing is. Whereas marketing is storytelling. Marketing is the art of influence. And the second most important thing, and I would say it's a skill, and I'm grateful I learned that as a freelancer, is the skill of writing. If you don't know how to write, you won't get clients, because even talking is writing. It's words. Yes. If I didn't know how to write, I would not be here today. You need to learn how to write. That's the number one skill any entrepreneur should have. Master that skill and doors will open.
Wow. So that's amazing. Okay. From your experience, I just asked that question. Thank you for telling us from your experience. Next question. What is the top quality you find in owners whose businesses do succeed? So obviously you just mentioned the writing thing, but what within the business owner themselves, what is the top quality you found in business owners who have successful businesses?
Empathy. The businesses that I have seen, and I've been privileged of seeing businesses that started today, grew to multi six figure, seven figures. Empathy. Being able to be in somebody else's shoes. The clients feeling that you are more, it's more than about money, that it's about that you actually see them. If you have empathy as a business owner, you easily get clients, because people are willing to pay you because they feel that you are part of the team. It's not them against you. It is you with them going on a journey.
Yeah. Wow. I honestly did not expect you to say empathy. So when you said that, wow, that is, and it's actually so true, because if you think of, if I think of myself as a customer or as someone who's going to someone else for business, I want to be treated well, I want to be treated like a human being, kindly, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes we forget that we too are customers at times, and we just need to treat our customers the way we would like to be treated. And we don't necessarily have to have all the degrees in the world or all the money in the world, but that makes people feel important, and then they want to give us business. So thank you. That was actually an amazing point. Okay, next question. In your coaching career, what are you most proud of?
I think the one thing I'm proud of, outside of helping my clients make money, is that I have a thing that I do. It's not really quite public, where I find young women and I teach them copywriting, I teach them selling skills and everything, kind of like a mentoring, but free thing, a free mentoring thing. So it's an exchange, because I used to do it for completely for free, but I saw that people did not use it. So I'm like, you give me some of your time in my business and I'll teach you what I know. So I'm quite proud that some of them have gone to create their own businesses, their own agencies, and they get work from home from wherever they want to, because that was a mission for me, to help to pay it forward, not just do it for me, but to show other women. Because there was once when I was studying, I did economics as well. And then there was once in the development economics class where something that the lecturer said was that when a woman is empowered financially, economically, you impact four generations. So for me, helping another woman, empowering her, because writing is a skill. Copywriting is an amazing skill. It pays well. So by teaching you how to do that, and I'm not only impacting you, but I'm helping your children, I'm helping the next generation as well. So that's something I'm quite proud of.
Wow, that's amazing. Sure. And honestly, often within whatever industry you're trying to go into, it's very difficult for people to find, especially people who are very successful like yourself and who knows so much and has so much knowledge. It's very difficult to find mentors like that who will be willing to just give back, because we all have received something to get to where we are. So people have poured into our lives to place us where we are. And sometimes we forget that and we don't end up giving back like you're doing. But when you find people like you who do that, it's so refreshing, because there's so many people that need help. There's so many people starting out their career, whatever career it may be. And yet there's often the people that are experienced, that have been successful, that have gone far in that industry, often aren't willing to give back. So it's so refreshing to actually hear of someone who's willing to give back. And the fact that you're not only trying to make money, or, you know, you're not just trying to help out one business owner, you're actually looking at generations to come. That's so lovely to hear. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Okay, two more questions. So this one is, what is your one piece of advice to budding young entrepreneurs who are listening to the show?
Start. As in yesterday. That is the best advice I could give you. The thing is, a lot of times you'll be like, I can't do this because I don't have this, because I don't. When I started copywriting, I didn't have a laptop. I was borrowing a friend's laptop, and while I learned, I started trying to find gigs, and I'll find gigs on my phone, writing on Facebook, inside Facebook groups, inside Facebook communities. I will share some value and I'll be like, hey, I'm available for copywriting gigs. I'm available for some course creation gigs. And when I'll get the gig, then I'll be like, okay, now I got to figure out how I got to do this, because now I told somebody on this, I better deliver. So a lot of times we get stuck in how do I start? Where do I start? I have to be perfect. I need a website. The website I had was Canva, those websites you do on Canva. And it wasn't even, I never published it. It was just the link. And then I had a Google folder inside my drive where I would have all the my previous work. And even some of them were even before I started getting paid. So what I just did as a copywriter, I'll find some ads or some idea, and I'll write the topic for and put it as a portfolio so that I will share the link. Then I had a Calendly link to take appointments, which is free. And then that was Google Meet. It's also free. And I had PayPal, which is free to set up. That is literally how I started. So I didn't, it wasn't perfect. It wasn't perfect. And I would look at other people doing it perfectly. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, am I really going to get work? Because, but I was like, you know what? I'll put myself out there. I'll get no's, but at least out of 10 no's, I might just get one yes. So that one yes will be worth it.
Yeah.
And that's how wow. I started. So basically just start. Start where you are, and then it gets better. It gets easier. Once you've started, yes. The hardest part is just starting. That's it.
Yes. For all of those who procrastinate out there, start. Just start. That's awesome. Thank you. And last question. Tell us about your company, and how do our listeners get in touch with you?
All right. So my company is withdigitalacademy.online. So you can find us on the website. You can also find me on Instagram, social media, like, you know, we all day. So it's Tanya_LaPatron. And we basically help you work, figure out your business, especially if you want to create an online business, course creation business, you want to create a coaching business. That's something that we do. And we currently have an upcoming workshop, Write and Earn, that will be taking place here in Johannesburg. It's actually my assistant was like, well, Tanya, you teach copywriting to a lot of business owners and stuff. Why don't we create something for people that just want to figure out how to start making money online? So I was like, you know what? When I started, the first money I was making was like $1,500. So I'm like, let me teach people how to make $1,500 writing online. So basically that is what's going to be taking place in September. You can find the tickets on Quicket. So you just have to type Write and Earn workshop. So you'll find it there. Or reach out to me via Instagram and I'll hook you up.
Wow, that's awesome. I even want to go. I'm like, yes, let's do it. Thank you so much, Tanya. This has actually been so lovely. I've thoroughly enjoyed this interview. It's been so interesting. And thank you so much. Your passion and just doing what you love. You can see that you do what you love because you're just so passionate about it and you're willing to help other people. And it's so refreshing to see, especially in the business whole sphere, because you know oftentimes with business we immediately think, you know, dog eat dog world out there type of thing, where it's, you know, you just use people to get to the top, and you're not doing that. You're actually empowering people, and I think that's especially what the business industry needs, and our country South Africa and our continent Africa definitely needs that spirit of empowerment. So I would just like to say thank you for all of your hard work and all of your dedication and all that you're doing to empower women and empower people. And thank you so much for this interview. It's been very, very interesting. I've enjoyed it from start to finish. And yes, it's been nice getting to know you and what you're about. No, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Well, you can go to the Instagram page. You can go to their website. Do you want to just give the website link one more time for our listeners?
Okay, it's www.digitalacademy.online.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So you guys can go check that out. Go follow her on Instagram. And yes, let's go make businesses that change the world. But thank you so much, Tanya. And this has been an Active FM interview with Tanya. We are signing out. have a good day or evening wherever you are.
Start before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. As you speak.